KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly sunny today with a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Happy Thanksgiving. A traffic stop early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of three people on drug charges. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his department's canine unit pulled over a vehicle driven by 21-year-old Brian Lai of Omaha. Following an investigation, deputies arrested Lai, along with 18-year-old Matthew Huen of Omaha and 25-year-old Trin Hang of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. All three were taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, ecstasy, and marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. They were brought to the Fremont County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Wednesday afternoon following an investigation into a report of a vehicle driving in an unsafe manner on Highway 48 south of Red Oak. Officers also saw the vehicle operating in an unsafe manner and stopped that vehicle in a 300 block of South Broadway Street. Upon further investigation, police arrested 22-year-old Clara Jane Heitzusen of Farragut for OWI first offense. She was also cited for operating a vehicle without registration. Heitzusen was taken into custody at around 4:45 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $1,000. One person suffered possible minor injuries during a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says the driver of the vehicle, 32-year-old Gwen Marie Vanderhoof of Elliott, was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. The accident happened around 2:40 p.m. in the 1600 block of 200th Street. Authorities say Vanderhoof was driving a 2001 Dodge Stratus westbound on 200th Street when she attempted to pull to the shoulder of the road because her vehicle began to smoke. The woman was traveling too fast and lost control on the gravel shoulder. Her car went over a driveway and struck a culvert before continuing over another driveway and finally coming to rest. The vehicle erupted into flames, which were extinguished by crews from the Red Oak Fire Department. The car, valued at around $3,000, was a complete loss. An investigation into an incident Wednesday in Villisca resulted in a woman being taken into custody for criminal mischief. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is 20-year-old Brianna J. Nethery of Villisca was arrested just after 1:20 p.m. for criminal mischief in the fifth degree for an incident that allegedly occurred at 102 East 6th Street in Villisca. Nethery was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where her bond was set at $300. The Glenwood Police Department said yesterday they had arrested two people on Tuesday. 50-year-old Carl Galvin of Glenwood was arrested for violating the terms of a no-contact order. His bond was set at $5,000. And 48-year-old Cynthia DeVault of Council Bluffs was arrested for driving while suspended. Her bond was set at $300. Well, experts want home cooks to remember food safety on this Thanksgiving. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says following a few simple steps can help keep everyone safe over the holiday. The traditional main course at Thanksgiving is, of course, turkey, and that can contain salmonella and Campylobacter bacteria that can cause illness if the bird isn't cooked properly. The USDA recommends not washing the turkey because doing so can spray bacteria up to 3 feet away. As long as the turkey is cooked to the correct 165-degree temperature, any bacteria will be eliminated. When thawing a turkey, either use the refrigerator, cold water, or a microwave. The USDA says thawing in the refrigerator is the safest option. Make sure to check the turkey with a meat thermometer when cooking and use or freeze any leftovers within 4 days. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday tabled action on a request from Elite Octane LLC ethanol plant representatives for a financial assistance package from the county. That is until the lawyers for the county and company can come together to present some solid numbers on what the county's obligations would be. Elite Octane wants to construct an ethanol plant in Cass County and requests to use property tax revenues generated by the increase in valuation due to the construction of the facility, otherwise known as a TIF, for the project. The board discussed the assessed value of the 120 million gallons per year facility, which is estimated to be anywhere from $27 to $33 million. Taxes generated, which are estimated from $750,000 to $900,000 each year. County and city infrastructure expense, legal counsel, and a financial assistance package. The matter was taken under advisement, with the legal counsel for both entities expected to bring more substantial information to the next meeting. In the funeral announcements, Opal Palmer, age 101 of Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Opal Palmer will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died November 11th at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joanne Hilda Weiss, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Joanne Weiss will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Pat Custer, age 71, of Council Bluffs, died Monday at Hospice with Heart House in Glenwood. Funeral services for Patricia Pat Custer will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Vera Margaret Mader, age 90, of Corning, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Margaret Mader will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Timothy Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Irma Thiessen, age 100, of Atlantic, died November 3rd at the Heritage House. A private family committal service for Irma Thiessen will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is helping with the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.